Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is. This is the DSA Podcast. I'm your boy, Shaw, and as always, I got my favorite country cousin with me, my boy, L. Boogie.
What's happening, good people? You already know what it is. It's my birthday. Yes, Lord.
And when we together, man, you know we are the Dirty South Affiliates. This is our podcast. This is our show. This is what we do. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know how it go, man. Before we get going, I always send a shout out to the people on Instagram and all the social media. And shout out to all the people listening on all major streaming platforms.
Major.
Make sure you go and subscribe. Make sure you go and hit notifications so you know when the latest episode
worldwide.
So yeah, shout out to y'all. Before we go any further, we got an announcement. Something you need to be aware of, people. We got events going on in the city, man. I'm talking about the Littest in the City.
Littest in the City.
Done right here in Griffin, Georgia. Hosted by 107 Hot 107.9's only Stewie Rock on June the 22nd.
22nd of this month. June 22nd. That's Thursday. Tune in, man. Littest in the City, man.
Hey, the reason why we're announcing this is because all you inspiring artists, you need to be in the building. You need to be in the building because you got a chance to expose your music and network with other people in the industry. You dig what I'm saying? Like, for instance, last Littest in the City artist, Wapo Wapo Farrell. He won the last Littest
Wapo
in the City.
Farrell.
So get
Wapo
what?
Farrell won the last Littest in the City with that boy Jet Taylor.
Get what? He performing at this Littest in the City. Along with a couple other artists called Boo-Tae, Ja Dollar, and Cali. Everybody know me. You need to be at Celebrity Suite Lounge.
Yes,
123 North Hill Street, Griffin, Georgia. Get there. Show starts at 8 p.m. Lasts until 1 a.m. $15 admission. 18 and up. You need to be in the building. And get what? There's a lot of perks and stuff that come with winning.
Let them know what it is.
That stuff. So, okay, for one.
Let them know.
For one, right, I think that, first of all, let me tell you who's going to be in the building. I told you some of the artists that are going to be in the building, right?
Oh, we got some special guests?
Not only is Stewie Rock the
special
host
guest
and he a judge, you also got 1501 Record Label and A&R. And FDU record label owner, artist, manager, and multi-Atlanta club host are going to be there judging. If you don't know who 1501 record label is, that's the record label that signed Megan Thee Stallion in the five, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, you need to be in the building if you're an artist to network with all these people. And guess what? Winner of the competition, also, we're going to have an interview spot right here on the DSA podcast.
Right.
So, it won't be right here. We're going to be in a very special location.
But right here.
But we're going to be doing We will be interviewing the winner of the Littest in the City.
But this.
On June 22nd.
Littest in the City, June 22nd, going down, Jet Taylor. So, already know what's happening.
So, yeah, shout out to that. Shout out to Jet Taylor. Shout out to everybody involved, man.
You said about Stewie.
Stewie Rock, 107.
Stewie!
Stewie Rock.
One time for that boy Stewie Rock coming down to the Grill Town. Yes, Lord.
Shout out to Celebrity Suite Lounge. Like, once again, that's June 22nd.
Celebrity Suite Lounge.
That's June 22nd, Celebrity Suite Lounge, 123 North Hill Street, Griffin, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Be there. Starts at 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. $15 admission. Make sure you in the building. I'm pretty sure everybody in the city gonna show up, man.
DSA Podcast will be in the building. Just so y'all know, we will be in the building.
Now that we got that little bit out of the way,
let's move on.
It's a special day.
It really is.
Don't tell them why, cuz.
Cause it's my birthday. Yes, Lord. Well, you already know what's happening. Another year around the sun.
So, technically, now you 40-some.
But technically, now I am
40-some. 40-some. Well, hey, man. Let me be one of the people to tell you, man, happy birthday. I've been around for a lot of your birthdays.
I appreciate you, bro.
We've been rocking like that for a long time. I'm just glad to see another one of us make it to another birthday. We don't get older.
You fall behind.
We don't get older, bro. We get wiser.
So, we get wiser, bro. We think different.
Yeah.
We move different.
You think about where you... You think
process
about,
shit different.
You think about where you were at 41.
Yeah.
And then you think about where you was at 21.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Two different worlds.
My God. Me at 21, I wouldn't want to hang out with that nigga because that nigga troll.
Hey.
That nigga is troll.
No, I don't want to do it.
That nigga is troll.
Straight troll.
41-year-old me should have stepped up and been like, hey, bro.
Straight like that. Like, hey,
bro. You need to calm the fuck down. You need to calm the fuck down. You doing a little too much.
But at the same time, 21 was in that shit.
21 was the best times ever. I ain't even going to bullshit. 21 was the best time of my life, dog.
Yeah.
The best time of my life. So... Thinking of birthday. Hey, anyway, did you have any birthday wishes, dog? Did you make? What did you do for your birthday? Well, first of all, you people are hearing this. It was his birthday by the time you hear this. But as we are recording it, it is his birthday, right?
Thanks.
So, yeah, y'all still hit him up happy birthday whenever you hear the podcast or you. All that shit, just hit him up. Just know you ain't late. Actually, we'll be late.
Because we'll be posting.
Yeah, we'll be posting, but we get to celebrate in the moment. Now you get to join. But all of that will be averted because we are going to a live show. So that'll eliminate all of that shit. So yeah, I'm excited. But yeah, man, happy birthday.
I appreciate it. Yes, loud.
You say we got no sound effects?
You know, like I said,
I have no idea if that sound effect works. So, see, on audio, y'all don't know, but we don't wear headphones when we do the podcast.
Nah, this shit raw.
We don't like to wear headphones. We'd rather.
Shit raw.
So I can't hear if, hell, I don't even know if the damn sound effects is too loud. That shit could be blowing your goddamn eardrum off.
Yes, Lord. One time for my brother stepping into the show, we got him back once again, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Beezy is in the house.
My God,
what's happening? Come on around here and get you a seat, my brother.
Happy birthday, my brother.
Hey, here you go. You get it right here. Got you right there.
Come on around here. Come on in here. Move around a little bit.
You got a mic this time, bro.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What you?
I'm special,
I guess.
Yeah, you got a mic this time.
Hey, now. I guess I got some more, some ice.
I'm going to tell you like this now. You come in, you move and shit. This is a hood show. You move and shit. Shit going to fall over on your ass. I'm just.
I need a little booster.
I'm just being real. I'm just being real. It's adjustable. It's just shit.
Okay. It was on there gently.
I mean, I'm gonna be real. It's nigga rigged to the fullest around this motherfucker. But it
that's
worked.
What we do right
now. It worked. What we were doing, for those listening that don't know, JB's just stepped into the podcast. JB's was on an early episode that actually is one of our highest listened to episodes for this season.
What's up, man?
So, it's only good. Yeah. I got some.
That was great.
Y'all know what? I got hand claps on this bitch, but I'm scared if I press it. I don't know what it sound like because we ain't got no headphones on.
But now how we like this shit, raw and
so I'm be real with you. I'm going to be like, nah.
That's how we like that shit, raw.
But yeah.
Give it to him anyway.
That was a great episode, man.
It really was.
But,
great conversation.
It perfect that you came on this episode because it is his birthday.
For sure.
And we were saying, man. We got topics for this episode today that are just total random.
But if anybody have seen my birthday, like two people sitting right here next to me have seen, I would say, at least 80% of my birthdays. Yeah, when it comes to just doing something.
Some
or
of them
just,
bitches got a little too wild.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
It's a reason. It's a reason why niggas don't go do shit no more. It's the damn reason why we don't go do shit no more.
I don't think they understand how early we really jumped off the porch.
Yep.
We jumped out the porch pretty early.
Yeah, we
not able to call you had.
Although we had
You had to talk about pool, though. The only way you're going to learn anything.
Speaking of foundation, last episode was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of touched on
different
the advantages and disadvantages of single-parent home and two-parent home.
Yeah, because we both could have tested it, and that was a good episode.
Yeah, that was a good episode. But with the birthdays, you know, like we all three of us has experienced a lot of each other's birthdays.
Yeah, those moments.
Like
being
those
in those moments.
Being in those moments. So it's been some moments.
Yeah, man.
Been some moments.
Oh, we had a situation, man, with Epic. Like, I can't remember the name of the movie. It was the white boy. They
Project
had the
X.
Man.
Y'all see how intertwined we are from a mental standpoint. Yeah, I knew where he was going with it.
That shit happened for real though. We done lived that
before the movie actually came out.
Hey, you know what? Stop. It got it. Like if my brother didn't show up.
Oh my god.
That part of police would have had to come out there, dog. Police would have had to come out there. It was too many people.
We probably would have had the sheriff out there.
I had to go to work that night. But I had stopped by before I was on my way to work, and that thing was already live to the point that I was about to call in.
Maybe call in and not go.
Hey, I was just telling him.
Call in like, hey,
I was just telling him if I could see 21-year-old me, I'd tell people do not hang out with that guy. But he is trouble.
What?
Like, he ain't trouble.
But he's trouble.
He trouble. And there's some trouble around, like, there's some trouble around that guy because they did some wild shit. So, but yeah, hey, you made it to 40 some.
I think
you made it to 40 some.
I think my favorite birthday, bro, would probably be 2000 because literally June the 9th was my graduation day.
You graduated the day before. I remember that.
And the very next day being your birthday.
Like,
that kind of
memorable.
Yeah, you feel me? Like that's some memorable type shit.
You can't beat that shit.
The thing about it with me, man, like when I say once I hit 20, man, like it been a blur.
Don't know shit.
Like I'm 42.
You don't know what the hell went on into it.
A blur of 22 years.
On this podcast, you ain't 42.
You 40-something.
Okay, well, 40-something.
40-something.
And it's been a blur, bro. Like, for real, I remember graduating. Right?
I'm just sitting here thinking, dog. I can't remember none of my birthdays in my 20s, bro.
Bro, somebody posted, one of our classmates posted the other day, yesterday. Like, man, it's been 23 years today.
Yeah, see, we got the whole thing coming up with the sneaker ball.
Shout out to the sneaker ball.
I'm glad you stepped out. We're gonna bring that up before we get out of here and talk about that. Cause I think
shout out to Classy 99.
But yeah, for the women.
Yeah, y'all good.
I get that for a couple months. I get to ask you what 40 something feel like.
40 something.
I'm right behind you, but it's 2 more months.
Literally 2 months, 2 days.
It's the same, except for you get these little tweaks and things.
I already got them.
Bro.
And you wake up and you're like, what did I do?
I already got them, bro.
And you be like, hold on, is this the end?
I already got them, bro. What?
You know that old way. I was sitting on the edge of bed the other night, and all I was doing was just rubbing my damn knee. And she was like, you all right? I said, hell no, nah, I don't know what's going on, but I got to rub these motherfuckers before I get up. Cause these bitches might not work once I get up.
For the last 2 months, I've been dealing with a pain shooting down my left leg. All
right, we getting into some old man shit.
That one, you wake up, right, and then you sit on the side of the bed.
That me. That ain't no jumping out of bed. I gotta sit there, hold my head in my hand, and just be like,
you gotta process all this.
I gotta let my whole body wake up before I get out of this bitch. Like, dead ass.
Wake up in sections. Don't just all get up at once.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, I'm glad to see another one. And to be honest, man, I hope I keep seeing them.
I didn't.
still being able to take care of myself and nobody had to take care of me.
Fact.
That's my main thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I look at my granddad.
So granddad, are we considered millennials?
Nah, what they call
it? I'm pretty sure we millennials, bro.
Nah, we're before.
We ain't.
There we
are. No, we can't be. We Generation X.
Yeah, it's.
Is it?
No, dog. We millennials, bro.
Because our parents is the baby boomers.
Anything after 1980 is the baby millennial, boomers. Bro. No, anything after 81 is a millennial.
We were.
Z, I
think. We are not Gen Z. That's the new nigga.
We're not that.
I think it's Y. Man, I think you're making up shit now.
The generation
born. I think you just putting the alphabets in this bitch.
Check this out. So I done pulled out the handy dandy.
Uh-oh.
It says the generation born between the early 1980s and the late 1990s, comprising the children of the baby boomers, and typically perceived as increasingly familiar with digital and electronic technology.
So what are we?
Generation Y.
Boy, I ain't never heard no. I ain't, until you know what that is.
What?
The Mandela effect. I ain't never heard no shit like that. I ain't never heard, man, get that gone, boy. I ain't never heard no damn.
I knew you were going to say that.
I ain't never heard no damn Generation Y. Where the hell that come from? Nigga, I done heard the X. Gen Z, I ain't never heard of why.
Because
they put another damn generation in? I thought that was millennials. What happened to millennials? What is a millennial then?
I thought that was us.
I thought we were millennials.
The millennials.
No, man.
That Mandela effect.
That Mandela effect. Yeah.
What did you look up, man? What did any one of y'all look up? What's a Mandela? What's a millennial?
We are recording, you know.
What birth year is
a millennial? What's a millennial?
Y'all a millennial. I'm a millennial. It says if you
were born, the only nigga on earth with G and Y. That's how it is. I ain't never heard no more.
Between 1981 and 1996.
That's
you
a millennial.
Are a millennial. Anyone born after that is in a different generation.
That's Gen Z.
See, I ain't no millennial.
Because you were 80, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm a wife, bro.
Bro, I ain't never heard of it. I've never heard of it, dog.
Oh, young ass baby boom.
So who is Generation X?
Huh?
That's after
us. Or is that shit just come from wrestling?
No, that's after us.
Generation X is after millennials.
Us. Okay. We the millennials.
Then Generation X.
Yeah.
And then
Generation
Gen
X
Z.
Would be
Jordan. No, he'll just Gen Z.
Nah,
it'll
be Carmen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, nieces and nephews. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, they still be Z. Mm-hmm. Shit, confusing. The nigga threw me off when he put the Y in there.
That don't make sense. It said Generation X, a term typically used to describe the generation of Americans born between 1965 and 1980.
You a generation X. Man, I told y'all when they said thing, no fucking why.
It's
like, but we got another nigga on here that don't know shit. Here we go.
He need to be on show more. Because we don't know that. He talking about the Generation Y. Ain't nobody heard that.
Telling you
do what
you an
X.
Google said.
Oh, if I go with Generation X, it's time though.
It don't matter. We just some cool, you know what I mean?
It sound better, bro. Generation Y.
I don't like the millennial though.
Oh, but
Millennials sound like you knew. It sound like you just learned your alphabet. Bro, this shit say generation Y. Why, nigga? Why are y'all talking about generation Y? Why y'all doing that dumb shit? Why y'all doing that?
See, y'all do what go on the show, but it's crazy.
Hey,
why?
Why?
Ask why?
I ain't never heard of no Generation Y. When you said that,
hey, y'all ever heard of Generation
that
Y?
Was the first time I ever heard.
We heard of Generation Y. We heard of the millennials.
He's
we heard
an
of
X. That nigga said.
We heard of
baby. He just put a Y on the end of shit. He's
this
Generation
X. Right up. Exactly.
Instead of being the X, he, instead of being X, he want to go one letter down and just say Y. Why you go one letter down? Because it's a Y. You ain't.
Oh, man.
Nigga, y'all used
to. Hey. He say he's a Generation Y person. So.
Generation Y.
This one X. Is kind of in the world. Right now.
1980. We snow right into our own little letter.
Nigga, you is a
just X. 1 year. 1 year got his own letter. That's it, just the 8.
We don't want.
I told you the only nigga I think is on 1-1. Oh, why?
They're the real 80s babies.
The real 80s babies.
We started this shit.
Nigga, from January 1980 to December 1980. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, my.
So what's they, up? They lead me into the first topic of the night, right?
Oh,
what you got? Have y'all ever heard of the Mandela Effect?
Yes.
You heard of the Mandela Effect, right?
Yes.
So, for the listeners who don't know, you know, every now and then we get on here and one of us will watch a video that'll lead down, mostly me. It usually be me. I'll put that down a rabbit hole and we just keep spinning and spinning and spinning. But anyway, I got caught up on some shit and me and my wife talking about it. The Mandela Effect is the theory of our universe altering certain events. Such as, you remember Fruit of the Loom? Do you remember what that logo looked like when we were kids? Mm-hmm. What do you remember?
The fruit.
That was it. Mm-hmm. See, me and him don't remember that.
Really?
I remember the fruit and a basket like thing being behind.
Yeah.
No,
I remember the grapes.
Yeah, I remember the fruit, but I remember like that cone basket thing used to be behind it.
Yeah, I thought, what's that fruit on the
loom? If I showed you a picture with it, you think it's all
I remember the basket thing, but I don't know if it was
yeah, right down.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that never happened.
That's about like, That's about like that, that million, what was it? When the folks showed up to your house with the check in the
book. Oh, yeah.
Brothers and Spirit House.
Yeah.
God,
man. They didn't do that.
Me and my wife were just talking about it.
They didn't do that.
They did it. It's the guy who Ed McMahon never gave out publishing, clearing house, and checks, bro.
He didn't work for them or something.
No, he worked for American company. Publishers. Mm-hmm. And his face was on the envelope. But people remember him being on TV with the microphone giving out the big check. And the more I hear it, I'm like, yeah, I remember that. It never happened, bro.
Well, damn.
The Mandela Effect.
What do you mean, fruit alone, the fruit didn't never happen?
No. The image I showed you had the basket behind.
It mm-hmm. never happened.
That never happened.
There was never no basket.
There was never a basket.
So what we see?
Jeff you Bruce. Never saw it, nigga. It didn't. It went down.
We never seen it, but we seen it.
We seen basketball. I had them balls. Out money. The white time ball. I had them on. I remember seeing it.
He had no basketball.
Matter of fact, the commercial. They were dressed up as fruit.
But it went no basketball.
It's called a fruit basket.
It went no basketball.
That was the meaning behind the draw. The draw was supposed to hold your fruit.
Oh,
that was no basketball.
That was the fruit basket.
Hey, I'm about to go with my brother on that one, bro.
There was no basket, bro. That's the Mandela
thing. Those folks want us to play. They want us to play. They want us to think we dumb and we didn't.
Remember the Monopoly Man? What the Monopoly Man look like?
The little white man with that black hat on. Supposed to represent wealth.
Did he have a monocle in his eye? Mm-mm. Never had him on.
That was
I remember him having
that
him
was
on.
Mr. Peanut and what's the guy's name with the clothes?
Beat shit
you
out.
You know what I'm talking about? Was it Magoo? Mr. Magoo?
Mr. Magoo wore glass. He wore glass.
Yeah, Mr. Magoo had glass.
Cause that was his whole thing. Mr. Magoo had glass cause he couldn't see. That was his whole thing.
Did he have, was it a clothing line?
Mm-mm. It was a
garbage. Okay, well, it was one with the clothing line. He had the little, one little eyeglass.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of that shit. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. That's old, bro. Yeah, you 40 something. You remember that? You was 40 something. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
God, I forgot about it. I can't remember the name of that, bro.
Okay.
But yeah, Monocle Man never had the monocle.
Bro, we all on it.
Curious George, did he have a tail? Y'all remember Curious George? Did he have a tail?
You would have thought he did.
He's a monkey, right? He never had a tail, bro. Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Kit Kat. Is it Kit hyphen Kat? Or is it just Kit Kat?
Just Kit Kat.
It's always just Kit Kat. A lot of people remember hyphen. But that's the Mandela effect, is when a mass amount of people remember these certain specific things. It's called the Mandela effect because, believe it or not, there are millions of people remembering Nelson Mandela dying in prison.
What?
Yeah.
See?
But did the thing though, most of those people that remembered it, they are a generation or two before us. You know what I'm saying? They're a lot older than us. But they specifically remember hearing the news report, seeing it on TV, and all this shit about Nelson Mandela dying in jail. And that's why it got turned the Mandela effect. Because we all know that
him being in jail.
We remember him being in jail and then being free and going on to becoming the president, right? So we remember that, but there's millions of people remember him dying. That's why it got the name the Mandela effect. So the question is, what is it? And why do we remember certain specific things?
Mind manipulation.
I don't think it is. I think, okay, hear me out. I went down a rabbit hole too. So, I think it's not mind manipulation, right? We on a planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
On this planet, in the grand scheme of the universe, we just ants. Like, we ants in the whole scheme of a universe with other planets. And I think our planet could travel or could be traveling through a black hole. And it could erase actual things that were in reality once a certain way.
Yeah, he went deep as hell.
And now,
my man been watching too much.
Think about it. Black holes open all the time in space, so they say.
That's true, but
a planet can go through a black hole, and what if we just don't even recognize it? Our reality changed, though.
Does it go through a black hole, or does it get ripped to shreds? So, based on science...
Man, don't bring science, and we don't bring no science, man. That's all the science we got. But I just came up with the black hole. I didn't go no deeper than no science.
The black hole is known to rip apart and destroy.
How you know? You ain't never seen it.
Seen the black hole in action?
Black holes,
no, you can't see it with the naked eye at all. No, period. No, you can't.
Nah.
But what I know of black
holes, I read Spider-Man number 256 and they went through a black hole and they went to a whole other universe. That's how you got the black Spider-Man.
Don't it seem like if you look at what black holes are, don't they kind of like remind you of Mario Brothers when they go through them tunnels? And then pull them into another.
Facts.
Right.
I believe in alternate. See, I'm a person. I believe in alternate universe.
It gotta be. Like
there's a show somewhere else.
Something else going on.
And that probably what
and
he's, is,
his life probably is a different. If we probably do things similar.
So
but things are totally different.
Are we going through the black hole or are we switching?
Nothing has ever.
No, that because you can't explain to me why millions of people remember certain shit.
Nothing
and
has
that none of that shit known. And that shit don't exist at all.
But nothing has ever escaped a black hole.
Nah, I'm saying, but we don't know what's on the other side. We get shredded, but on the other side, you just boom. Now you living the life of the alternate universe.
That could be why the damn Bulldogs all of a sudden became damn champion. Look at how all of a sudden.
No, you know, all of a sudden.
No,
he's saying look things at how that things don't that was normally impossible. Happen.
Right, normally didn't happen. All of a sudden.
Who's to say it was happen. Supposed to normally happen?
What do you mean?
Shit don't.
It didn't normally happen. If it would normally happen, it would have been happening.
Everything don't normally happen.
But I'm just saying though,
because if everything normally happened, we would already.
I get what he's saying, like Trump becoming president.
Right.
Like, that shit wasn't a normal. Lakers, somebody that outrageous don't normally get off.
The Lakers.
How
the
do Celtics, we know that, though?
That's
normal. Because it ain't never happened.
Yeah, but we don't know what the presidents was
like. Like, LeBron and them coming back from down 3-1.
Nah, I get what you're saying, but we don't
you ain't
know.
Ain't supposed
what,
to win that, bro.
Says who?
To everybody
says
before.
Who?
The odds tell you that.
The odds tell you that shit is not possible.
Okay, so who's to say the odds are right?
Roll the dice, and you're going to get that one out of how many times?
But you're going to get it.
Yeah, but the duck.
But you're going to get
clock,
it, though.
A clock is right twice a day. A non-working clock
but
you're
gonna
right
get
twice
it.
A day.
It don't matter, but it's going to be right.
But how, out of those two,
I ain't, we ain't worried about how often. The point is it's still going to happen.
But see, we never said it won't happen. We're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so.
Yeah, we never said it wouldn't happen. You're right. Saying the odds
talking
strictly
about how,
say that. That is difficult. That was not supposed to happen how it happened.
How
but it never said it could never
happen.
Well,
hold on, bro. Listen, we're talking about now how things that never often happen is now happening more often.
Like school, right. Like school shootings. Can't tell me that shit is normal.
But it happened way more often now.
So
and think
it,
about the first
it,
one that we known about okay. That was publicly...
That shit
there.
Was more than a decade ago.
Okay,
that shit was more than a decade
and
ago.
And here's why.
And it didn't happen that often here, after that.
That we know of.
That we know of, true. Information
technology.
Information travels far.
Technology.
Now. You got a point on that.
But that's what technology. I'm saying. I said that we know of.
That we know of. There's a lot of shit that has happened in this world, in this history, that has not been put out.
Hold
because
on.
Of
we didn't need technology to know that the Bulldogs would not win the championship, bro.
But y'all gonna get off my Bulldogs.
We
need couldn't keep bringing them into the conversation.
Bro, we knew that by listening to the radio. They were like, Bulldogs suck again.
We even keep doing it.
Y'all start drinking that Gatorade, start drinking that H2O.
You know, on time reality was real, and when the Falcons went to the Super Bowl and lost, now that was real.
See, they are
real. That was real though, y'all, because that's our story.
That almost flipped reality.
Because that's always what happened.
But what happened was
for
reality.
For what we know,
that's always what happened. We always.
So
it
who
always
say it can never be different?
Think about it. Could that be the things that are turning the tide, right? Could that be. Where, you know, we had that movie Stranger Things, right? And they talk about the
upside down.
Could that be
that's what I was saying.
And then the things that you wouldn't think is gonna happen is now.
And it started happening more often and it become normal.
Right. You become desensitized to it. And then you start to think, this is gonna work. This is gonna
But I mean, at the same time, everything else that was already happening as normal, it's the same way. It had to start. So,
but I just look at stuff that be like how like it was so long.
This
you know what I'm saying? Like so long without this happening this way.
I was talking about the Bulldog, but the same rules apply with the Warriors. They weren't winning no championship. They won a long time ago.
That's fact.
Like the Bulldogs.
And I think only
but all of a sudden, boom, flip.
Nigga became a dynasty.
They became a dynasty. But Jesus. Awful
Jesus.
Shout
Jesus
out to Mark Jackson.
Way.
I'm still
she's
giving it to Mark
she's
Jackson.
She's up forever.
And now all of a sudden, they're a dynasty.
Forever they suck, bro.
Now they're a dynasty.
And now they're a damn dynasty.
You can't even beat them nigga now.
They ain't dynasty at that.
And then look, what was the norm?
And the crazy thing, you got rid of key players.
Look at New England. Now all of a sudden, boom.
No, yeah, I still, died before that. Look at what the normal was. The normal was Dallas.
That was the dynasty.
San Francisco, Giants. Pittsburgh. San Francisco, yeah. You know what Giants, I'm saying? Those yeah. were the...
Those were your teams.
Buffalo, you know what I'm saying? Those were the teams, like, for a long time. Yeah, it was the teams you had
Pittsburgh,
to beat.
Pittsburgh. They was in
there. Or, but a person can come back and say, nah, that's just those organizations building their way to a better season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway.
That was dope, man.
Hey, but that's the Mandela effect. What you thought? And see, you 40-something now, so you done seen a lot of shit, nigga. You done seen 40 years worth of 40-something years worth of shit.
Live shit.
Yeah, so yeah, man. And it,
but I'm thankful for all of it.
Hey, man. Toast. Ain't much left, but toast to you.
Yeah, it gone.
Toast to the birthday.
Yeah, it gone.
Toast to the birthday.
Toast to that.
But yeah, I thought I'd bring it up in the Mandela effect to see if y'all ever noticed any of this shit.
Yeah, man.
It's always a little subtle shit, though.
See that video where it probably altered, but where Draymond Green handed off the rock to Klay Thompson coming around the side, but you never saw his hand do
it. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that video.
Yeah,
like, I saw that. But that's an explanation for that, though, in basketball terms.
It like, is because his there's a flash.
Yeah,
right?
His hand is so big.
Right.
A normal handoff ain't a handoff between me and you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He can literally hold that bitch and do whatever he want with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
See, that's how it is in baseball when they swing the bat.
Yeah.
There's a part right there where you never see
that's
that bat.
Yeah. It's just like one of those split second type shit.
It happens, but you just don't see it.
Yeah. So yeah. But hey.
That was dope, bro. You took us somewhere then. I felt like I was on the mothership, baby.
I do this podcast shit. We can't do this shit. I did no research. Nah, but shout out to my wife. My wife actually came up with the topic.
I just dug into it.
Shout out to my wife. But yeah, man. Hit him with your one, two.
So, I had a thought. Like when it's gonna be a little weird, but just stay with me. So okay, like when people die, okay, like you have people that die of like natural causes.
It's to the dog turn.
Nah, just roll with me. Just roll with me.
Move back, bro.
We went from celebrating a birthday to thinking about shit that don't.
But just roll with me though. It's more so on the thought process. Okay, so like I said, you have something that natural causes, and then you have something that go through like tragic deaths or whatever, like, you know, could be car accident, could be just, you know, any type of shit to where they, boom, dead on contact or whatever. My thought was, because you know how they say there's going to be an afterlife.
That's what they say?
So when you get to the afterlife, can you retract back how you died? Can you tell what you went through, what you was feeling when you died?
You know what? That's an unanswerable question.
And I know that's a high ass thought, but at
the time, you high when you think of that. That's an unanswerable question. I ain't never died. I don't even want to try. That's an unanswerable question. I think you. Yeah, we can't answer that question. I don't know what to say. I don't know what the fuck is in the afterlife.
I don't know.
You must have been looking at something on TV. And Jake got
bro, to I promise you, I was looking at nothing. I
nigga
was literally
turned 40 something and just started thinking about the wild shit they can think of.
Right.
What is it like when you're dead? I wonder what it is like when you're dead.
Not bad,
is
bro.
Is a nigga living beach split? Do I remember the death? Nigga, we don't know. We ain't never
been there. I mean, it put me in the thought of like when a person get into a car accident, right? Mm-hmm. And it's one of those
that is 16 shit.
Like it's one of those car accidents where it's like they got killed in contact.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know.
But at the same time, like depending on the car, the
so
car
what you saying
wreck,
is when they die, do they remember what happened to them? We couldn't answer that.
Within the afterlife.
Nah, we couldn't answer that. Unless you done been to the afterlife, and you need some explaining to do, brother, because I don't know that.
There has been a, it's funny you said it, there has been a kid, I'm sure he's older now, but apparently, this is like a true story.
I think I know where you're going.
Where he died, he met God, and
they made a movie about it.
Yeah, like he came back, and once he, you know, once he came back and started back living or whatever, he was telling the stories of how, like, he could retract back how he died. Reason I brought this up was, one, shout out to my wife, who kind of watched a movie and watched that about the kid who died, met God, came back and started telling the stories and stuff, and he could retract back of how he died, of falling off of something and falling and hurting himself and dying off of that, and that's how his face on one side got.
Well, you know,
I've
heard stories of young children who talk about past lives.
Yeah,
I think,
you know what I'm saying? Like really, really young children who talk about a mother and a father and this happened and this happened. This, and I think that's like at a certain age, you remember a piece of your past life, but it eventually fades as you grow older. You know what I'm saying?
Being trained in, of the way of the world.
Yeah.
Like my wife, her sister, you know, the story where they said when she was little, she used to always say that this lady's name, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name, but that were her mama, and she was telling her that they were her family.
My young son do shit like that.
And, you know,
like that.
Those things happening, I think, you know, like, when you have a kid, that kid's mind is not conditioned to anything.
At all.
And that's why they are the creative thinkers. Yep. When they first, they come up with the weirdest, craziest stuff.
They do, though.
Because their mind is not conditioned one way. They
it's
have
free.
Free.
They unplug. Yeah. Basically, they unplug.
Right.
They unplug.
Right. And then you lose whatever it is that you had because you start becoming conditioned to what your parents teaching you and what they were talking about.
What the world teach you all. Right.
And then now you just, what's that? What's the word? You, temperament.
Yeah.
I don't like that word. We gotta find another word for this.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Pause.
Yeah, man. But look.
Think
about it. Think about it.
You're right, though, bro.
Yeah. But think about it. Like, if you were trying, let's say you were trying to start a business or whatever, or you were just trying to come up with something. To me, I feel like the best thing to do is go to a child. Like, if you gonna start a business,
what would you do?
What would it be?
And they'll give you they gonna creative give, shit.
Exactly. And it's gonna be straight to the point. You know, kids don't really, they don't know how to lie.
They don't know nothing about overhead, none of that shit. They just straight.
So they gonna
right.
Yeah, man. So what you just heard was part one of our happy birthday conversation celebration with our host, L Boogie. Due to time constraints, we had to cut it short, but we do have a part two, which is uploaded right now. So see you over at part two. And remember, keep checking out the podcast. Go send L Boogie a happy birthday for this episode. And we'll see you in the very next episode, which starts right now.
Okay, we back. Hey, when we edit, when I splice all this shit together, it's gonna sound weird to the people at home. But we just had a phone call come through on the iPad. But it's gonna sound weird, but don't worry, your podcast ain't messed up. It's just good old hood editing.
Raw and uncut.
It's good editing, I did. But before we get out of here.
Hey, man, hold on real quick before we get into that. How much time we got?
We got a good 25 minutes.
Okay, real quick. Can I touch on something? Get y'all thoughts on.
Go ahead.
I made a post on Facebook the other day, right? And I was like, kids, cousins who kicked it at grandma's house.
I saw that.
Have a different kind of bun.
Yeah.
Hold on, say that again. Cousin that kicked it at grandma's house.
Yeah, they kicked it at grandma's house. Have a different kind of bun.
Fact. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you ain't cousins no more. You damn near brothers and sisters.
Right.
That's why we close.
Yeah.
Like we're cousins.
Yeah.
But we really see each other.
That's
like,
a fact, though.
We see each other like brothers and shit.
That
like,
whenever it's grandma's house.
Yeah, that bun is different.
You build something with them. But it's to happen when you are almost an adult.
Yeah.
It ain't the same, man.
Or as an adult.
It ain't the same. Yeah, nah, it ain't. You got to see what unique about me and him is at grandma's house. That could mean I'm at his grandma's house, or they at my grandma's house, or we at one of our great aunt houses, or one of our other cousins' grandma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, we stayed doing shit like that.
Yeah.
And then why we got the bond that we got with all our cousins.
Yeah.
Because we were always at one point at one of our grandma's house all together.
Sure.
Like, our family always did that shit, got everybody together.
Yeah.
So at some point, we were always at somebody's grandma.
That's why we got the bond that we got. Because, like you said, like, just so being now together.
Check this out. That bond happened. But when you look at today, when you look at our kids and then their cousins and stuff like that, there's no more of that grandmama house like that.
Because the life, one, the lifestyle is different.
Age gap too.
Lifestyle is different. Age gap. If you think about now, if you look at when we were coming up, it was a bunch of us.
Yeah.
Cousins. All my cousins, like majority of my cousins my age.
Like we all same age, whether we one or two.
And that wild that it happened in our the generation we grew up in.
That's why
like our parents had kids like at the same time, but like now,
see, like my youngest.
Just like I was telling him earlier, I feel like we are the best generation of
like my youngest kids.
Because one, we got the best of both worlds when it comes to our parents, grandparents, and what we got to see start and form. Like we actually got to see technology start.
See my,
you know what I'm saying? So
my youngest two kids. They on my side, my mama's side of the family, they don't have that many cousins their age.
Exactly.
All of their cousins are way old.
See, we had a bunch
Check this out. When you look at the structure though, right? When you look at grandmama's house, what is it? Grandmama and granddad house, whatever, right? Yeah. Like that was the spot.
That was the place to be.
So even
the place to be.
You were trying to get there.
Even the friends that came to grandma's spot, they started calling grandma.
Yeah.
Granddad.
Yeah.
They became family.
Also because
you got friends. We all got friends that we look at as brothers or cousins.
Yeah.
Right.
Like blood wouldn't make us no closer than what we
do. It don't happen nearly as much.
Like, shout out to our bro Stan B. Like, he one of them ones, like, to me, that's a twin brother.
Happy birthday to my wife, Stan B.
We both share the same birthday.
Happy birthday to you, bro.
We're a year apart, but, like, from the time I found that out, we was already cool. We was already good friends. Then when I found out we had the same birthday.
I never thought about that.
Like, that locked in as now I see him as a brother. With your part, so that's my younger brother.
Do you think that hampered the kids though today? Do you think that part of why
I don't
things are how it is because they don't have like that structure, that family structure? So
that their family structure is just totally different.
Yeah, but hold on, is that kind of like why some of these kids get driven to joining gangs because they didn't have that family oriented atmosphere to say this is what I run with.
I think for a small percentage, yes.
But for the
majority, no. Because you got to think with our kids now, they're actually getting what we got because that's what we got as far as upbringing.
Yeah, but
we're raising.
I mean, there's 10 kids that are different how we raise them and how we got raised.
Yeah,
is it smaller or larger? Because you have
that's more. Small difference.
You have a more. You don't have more of a family structure now than you did, I'd say, 10 years ago.
Mine.
There's so many single family homes now than
true.
It was.
I can attest to that, but.
But there are still similarities that you see. Like, if you take all three of our households, mm-hmm. ran totally different. But I guarantee there are some similarities
between the three of us?
Within all three of our
the values.
But as well as our generation.
Yeah.
Because you got to think about what our generation got. Yeah. See, our generation, we got the real grandparents who was 55 plus.
But we still the titty
and
babies.
We got the parents. You true? There are some, we still titty babies. I get all the titties. That is true. I agree with that. But for the ones that didn't, for the ones that came off the titty, which are us, you know, and there's a lot of us like that.
Yeah.
We're raising our kids different than how we came up.
True.
But
same value.
Our kids have the same values, meaning the foundation
facts.
That got put into us.
Facts.
Our kids got that same value.
Because I'm a lot more
lean
than what my mama.
I wasn't to start out, but then I'm a lot more lenient with my son. I started to pull back because, see, you know, we all had our kids young, mm-hmm. right? But I started to pull back on how strict I was because I started teaching my kids and parenting from the standpoint of like, Jermaine,
I wasn't never strict. I'm just gonna be real with you.
You remember when like, when you were this age?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do?
And I think too, we realize what's going on in life.
Yeah. I'm more sympathetic.
We make sure we put them
like, more. My mom's
sympathetic
got,
or empathetic?
Sympathetic, probably.
Really?
I don't know. Empathetic.
I think it might be a little bit of both,
because see, I'm the kid that was raised in the single parent home. So my mama wasn't strict, but she wouldn't goddamn, she ain't take no shit.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? She the law.
So you kind of the same.
You know what I'm saying? So with mine, I'm a little more easy with it because I was like, okay, I ain't by myself though.
But
I got
still
a wife.
Got that foundation.
But everything my mama taught me, I try to lay that foundation, but I don't try to be my child's friend.
For sure.
But I also understand that at the end of the day, I need to be the person that I can go to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I need you to be comfortable with talking to me about
anything
that you otherwise would have went to somebody or tried to figure it out on your own.
Exactly. Because I know how difficult it was for my mama to do that, raising just two boys by herself.
Yeah.
It was difficult for her to have those conversations with us
because
we were two boys. You feel me?
And we were growing. And then the fact that y'all were two boys.
Exactly.
See the mama doing it.
But see,
that's a lot.
Me and my wife kind of had that conversation, and I was telling her, I said, you know, I said, even back then, even in the neighborhoods you lived in, it was family oriented. And I told her, I said, two of my bros that lived next door to me, they parent were like parent to me. I'm like, they mama were like
fans.
Mamas to me. So
all three houses was pretty much
the same.
But ran the same.
You couldn't go over to their house and they eating, and then you're
not
sit
gonna eat.
You
gotta
eat.
You gonna eat.
I was told many times, if you gonna stay, you gonna eat.
You gonna eat. Let me go
and
get a plate.
I don't even want this shit, but I'm gonna
eat some.
Right,
I'm
gonna eat
this.
But today y'all don't get the hell out of my house. Ain't no
right.
Then at any given moment it could flip. Like, it could be like, y'all didn't get the hell on nobody. Boy, it could be y'all want to play.
We can go out the house without eating.
Perfect is and this leads us into the next section that I wanted to get into.
I'm gonna let y'all jump into it. I'm gonna step out and I'm gonna come
well,
right
you
back.
You can't step out because you a part. See, this what we did with on him. I forgot to ask. Did your wife come with you?
Yes, she did.
Okay, tell her watch yourself because these niggas get you drunk. Watch
yourself.
These niggas get you drunk and they'll laugh at you after you get drunk.
Man.
I already know when I came the last time. She just came right here with a bottle
out there. Yeah, I'm telling you, I told you, man.
I'm good. See, came back again.
Bro, people be asking me on the podcast, like they'll message me on the Instagram, so be like, man, y'all really be drinking like that? I'm like, no, these niggas be pouring you shit, and you be like, got drunk.
Like y'all on that drink champ shit.
Man, you better chill with that shit, man. Like I got to drive somewhere after this. But yeah, man, this episode, I forgot to do that earlier. This episode is brought to you by not anyone, because ain't nobody putting no money up to sponsor this episode. I forgot to do that earlier. We usually give our sponsors. Yeah. We ain't got no sponsors today, so we in this motherfucker. But anyway, going into the next topic of the podcast, which will probably be our last, because we got shit we got to go do. But being that it's L Boogie's 40-something birthday, what we gonna do is take a walk, short walk down memory lane, and we gonna get your favorite L Boogie moment. It could be any moment that has happened throughout the 30-plus years you known. That's weird to say though, ain't it though, dog?
It is. I don't have so many moments, man. Like, I'm talking about up, down, bad, good.
Yeah.
Man.
But in honor of his 40-something birthday, we got, before we get out of here, we got to give our best L Boogie moment. I know what mine is.
You know what I want to talk about? Hell, he almost got him kicked out of school. Elementary school.
See, that's how niggas is, bro. And then on top of that, his birthday, and he decided to walk out in the middle of recording the podcast about his birthday. Well, that's so.
He done had all that birthday.
Nah, that's like second. That's number two or three glass.
It done ran.
I ain't had, but that's my second one. I'm good. I got to drive to wherever we going to.
Yeah, that birthday
after that. But I'm glad to see another birthday. But for everybody that is still listening, let me let you know about the DSA podcast live stream that will be starting.
Yes, live coming soon.
At the end of the month. Well, we at the end of the month, but I think it's at the end of the month first. Beginning of the month. Some shit around that way.
Coming real soon.
The podcast will We'll still be audio based. You can still find us on all major streaming platforms wherever you listen to the podcast. But we will be adding a live visual element, so every episode you can catch live on either Instagram or YouTube. But no need to worry, if you didn't catch it live, it'll be on YouTube for you to come back and watch at any given moment that you decide to. Now that the birthday boy came, hey, I thought you were going to pour you another cup. You didn't even come back with nothing.
I'm saving that.
Oh my God. Why you need a boy?
Had to go.
Oh man.
Told you. The birthday drink ran anyway. Straight through.
So
right through.
As I was explaining to JB, we in the part of the podcast where we gonna switch topics and jump into. It's your 40-something birthday.
40-something.
So what we decided to do is talk about some of our favorite L Boogie moments.
Come on with it, bro.
We got a lot of them. So JB's, if you kick us off.
Come on with it.
You the guest. You can't just come in.
Hold on.
It's always
y'all kicking off L Boogie's favorite moment. Come on.
Favorite L Boogie moment in your 30-plus years.
Yeah. Hey, man, don't come with all this negativity shit, man.
But you got to think, though, bro. You got to think.
That the first thing that
you got to You got to think, though, dog. It's 30-plus years.
Bro.
Shit, to think about it.
You almost got kicked out of elementary school.
What? Man, how the fuck he get you almost kicked out of elementary school?
Yeah, I almost got a boat kicked out.
I ain't had nothing to do with it.
You were there?
I ain't had nothing to do with it.
You were there? He, was you not there?
Because I had to get on the bus.
No, but did you not get involved?
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Bro, you got involved, bro.
How much?
No, man,
you picked it up, too.
I did.
You had it in your hand, too.
No, sir.
Yes, you did.
No,
I guess
you
know.
So
let me tell you.
Break it down.
Tell y'all what happened.
Hold on. Before you do that. Because we've been around literally since. When they say knee high to adult, then what you looking at?
That's what I said, 30-plus years.
Don't get it twisted. That's been knee high to adult, too. So.
I've been around in here for a long time.
I done had to rescue him a lot. Get off of the ledge.
That nigga said I had to rest.
Do not jump. Come on.
Come on with it, man.
You about to go crazy.
Come on with it, man.
All right.
For
so,
the B-Day story.
Give him B-Day story. We in elementary school. They had to be in fifth grade?
Fourth grade? Shout out Agassiz Elementary.
I think I was in the fourth, so he had to be in like the third grade.
Yeah.
And in the neighborhood we live in, we had this divide of the hood, right? Where you had the hill divided from up the street from down the street. And up the street was a different kind of people. Down the street was a different kind of people. And we didn't.
It seemed crazy.
Back then, it was crazy. Bro.
We didn't mess for the most part because we were different kinds of people.
We didn't mess.
And okay. For some odd reason, this not normal person didn't get along with the not normal people up the street.
He do that a lot, don't he?
And they had a clash of the Titans. And for some odd reason, this one special morning, we get to the bus stop. No, on the way to the bus stop.
He was involved.
He tell me, I got this special device. I said, well, what the hell you got? Check this out. And he got a damn pocket knife. Yeah, bro, what you about to do
with
that?
How old were y'all?
Bro, I said, fourth grade,
third grade.
Fuck you doing with a pocket knife?
So you're talking eight, 9, 10 years old.
What you doing with a pocket knife? What you gonna do? Was you a Boy Scout, nigga?
Nah, I said, man.
My big brother, I got it from him.
Where the hell you get this from? Oh, it's deal with my brother.
Nigga had a whip.
Bro, what you about to do with that? Oh, they get on some shit today.
See, that's what he's talking like.
They get on some shit today, it going down. I'm like, what? I said, Lord, please don't let me fucking get on no shit today. Just let her get on this bus.
Did they get on some shit?
They got on some shit early in the morning.
Did he pull out the pocket knife? He pulled the pocket knife on.
I did. Allegedly.
How did you get wrapped up in if he had the pocket knife?
We live next door to each other. That's, so you just, that's my only.
You were just guilty of the high association.
You know how to hit you with them Ricos? Yeah. Hey, they Rico me into his whole thing.
Look, Pete, this. Shout out to our sister Nisha.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah,
that's it. Because they pulled out on.
So, check this out.
How you going to pull out on your
we
pocket?
Get to school. I'm in class. I get called out. We need you in the principal.
So you didn't even do nothing.
I ain't do nothing. So I'm saying like, man, I'm going to the principal office again.
Hey, bro. Gives by association, brother. Doing
so
here.
I get in there.
Gang life.
He already in there. The people from up the street. Already in there.
Damn, they pulled everybody in.
Yeah,
so pulled everybody.
That was your moment to leave that nigga the fuck alone.
I don't know much about the whole system and whatnot, but I kind of feel like if you the last one they don't pull it in, you really ain't have much of shit to
you
do with
have
that.
Shit to do with that.
But Pete, this part of the story.
Just shut up, don't say nothing, because you ain't have much to do with nothing.
Mind you, he said they pulled everybody from the neighborhood in there, right?
I'm glad one.
The principal that pulled us in there.
From the neighborhood.
From the damn neighborhood.
So check this out. He asked me, well, what happened at the bus stop? What went on? And did you see X, Y, and Z? I'm like, I ain't.
Did you snitch though?
Not at all.
I don't know, bro. You had a pause in there. Did you snitch?
No, my helmet down.
Not at all.
Did he held you down?
He held me down.
I said, I ain't seen nothing. I didn't know they were fussing. That's all I know.
Yeah,
but I ain't seen nothing. But well, did you hold a pocket knife? A pocket knife?
Nigga gonna be like straight now. I ain't seen
no pocket knife. Then Joker said, well, since you was at the bus stop too, you gonna get a paddle in this wheel. I said, what the fuck?
When the village raised the keys.
Okay.
We got paddling, bro. Like, so, with a damn big ass wood paddle.
Damn, that's fucked up. So, okay. So, my favorite memory of I got so many that we can go down a real bad road. But speaking of bad road, that is my favorite memory of L Boogie was prom night 2000. That whole day.
Hold on. Say that again.
Prom night 2000. That whole day was eventful than a motherfucker. So the funny shit was, what fuck up number one was, is when them nigga went to and took their trash, and his mama told him, his mama told him take the trash to the dump. Right? Oh, man. We gonna come back to this.
Yeah.
We gonna come back to this. We gonna come back to this.
And he said, okay.
He said, okay.
I'm negativity.
Hey, check this out. We gonna come back to this. Remember, he took he started the day by taking the trash to the dump.
And it was a good day.
Pin that right there.
A pretty day.
Pin that right there. He come back. They gotta go pick up the tux.
Yep.
We go pick up the tux.
Yep.
We go to Goody's. Shout out to everybody who remember Goody's.
On that damn truck.
Place. It's worth that. F1 Phillips thing.
So we go. We go.
Diesel.
We go to Goody's, and we get up there, and it's a little harassment going on in the store. And nobody asked for the harassment. It was happening. It was from another shopper with us, and they were getting a little.
I left y'all.
You weren't there.
I was there. I left y'all. I was back in the back.
Yeah, we was on it, and we had it was the girl, and then she was just basically she was just going around the store trying to grab my ass. Why I do not know, because I was just like, what the hell is going on? That shit is weird, y'all. That shit is weird. It don't matter. This is weird. So she was walking around like being real handsy, and we was just like, "Hey, we were like, hey, you need to back the fuck up." Get what? We gave her a warning. Be like, "Hey, you need to chill out and all that." Miles keep talking. Goddamn big Hero 6 over here.
Oh shit! I'm got all about that.
We get on the back of the truck. Words are being exchanged. Yep. You know.
Damn, bro, you been in some shit.
And
man.
Something happened, some said something, and I remember him being in the up there with Dart, and he said, Dart, stop the truck. And I remember us being on the back of the truck. Do not stop the truck.
Keep going.
You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Do not stop the truck, Dart. We telling him over. No, he listens to the nigga that's sitting in the passenger seat. So he jumps out the truck. More words get exchanged. Okay, so now the words done turned into somehow she swung on him. And at that moment, I was like, yeah, you fucked up then.
In the middle of the road.
Swung on that nigga, and that nigga hit her with, and I don't want people to think my boy go around beating on women now. We were all around the same age as these females, and they were just, I don't know what the girl was thinking, but our parents always told her, if somebody hit you, hit them back.
Yeah, that didn't fall any damn thing.
Get wet, man. That nigga hit. Man, that nigga hit her with the meanest two beats I ever seen. It was like pop pow. I said, "Oh shit, that nigga done knocked shit out of her, man. We got to go. The boy out here fighting before the prom.
I seen him fight a dog.
I seen him beat a dog.
Fight anything.
He'll fight anything that walk. That's a challenge.
He'll fight. He gonna fight it.
So boom, we leave there, and this whole day done been just a trip. It's just the funniest shit. Not to mention, we get out to the neighborhood, and at that moment, it's time to get ready for the prom. They start getting ready for the prom, they get their suits on, and then one of the funniest moments in my life happened. I'm so thankful to Jesus Christ I was able to sit there and see that moment. Them niggas said, yeah, we got the limo. The limo gonna come take her to the prom. I said, oh shit, they got a limo. Niggas is excited. The limo get out there to the hood. But they got the limo from 1988.
You ever seen
the movie Die Hard? You remember that limo that nigga was in the parking lot? 1988. I said, I damn sure hope that ain't the limo with me, right?
Yep, I remember that.
But the nigga had the limo from 1988. Oh, I tell you, it looked like a limo that nigga Pinky from Friday. Big Dirt Diesel was in that money.
He's up.
He was in that limo. He know about that limo.
Oh, God. They talking about the funeral limo. We was in
them,
man.
Niggas.
Oh, man.
Them niggas had a 1988 Cadillac limo. And that ain't even the topping on the cake. At that moment, they found out that the limo bringing their ass back that night.
Man. Right.
One of the funniest moments I ever, like, just to see the look on their face when the limo came over the hill. Oh my God, I wish I had a camera phone back then, bro.
That was all right
then? I was like, God damn, that's an old ass limo. That bitch look like Pinky ought to be riding in the back of that motherfucker with 1988 Cadillac limo. And that ain't even the bad part. We fast forward after prom, after all that shit. I'm sitting on the front porch one day, right?
Yeah.
Just sitting, chilling. I see a sheriff car come by the high. I see another sheriff car come by the high. I see another sheriff car come by the high. I'm like, who the fuck? I step in the yard. They ain't hit high. You remember that bag of trash that his mama told him to throw away? Nah, on prom day, he don't decide to go to the dumpster. This nigga goes down the dirt road and chunks this shit off the side of the road. Big bags, full bags, just chunk them. Was you with him? You was an accomplice to a lot of shit, bro. You ain't even, you might need to clean your own slate.
Hey, with him, bro. Your ass was with me, too.
I was not there when y'all said, no, I wasn't. I watched y'all leave.
All of us was down, bro.
I watched y'all leave to go dump that trash.
I'll tell you who it was.
I wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
I wasn't.
It was me, you, and D.
Yeah. D Block. That's who it was.
I was not. Yeah. I was not accomplished to living in our own damn community.
Do what happened? We went down the dirt road. We think we going to the dump.
That's all you had
we
to
go
do.
Down the dirt road.
That road leads you towards the dump.
He stopped and said, "Bruh, I'm just gonna throw it out right here."
We said,
"Nah, man, just go on to the dump." He was like, "Nah, it's gonna be all right."
And it went like it was a little bad. Them bitches were full ass bad, man.
He said, "It's gonna be all right."
But the sheriff brought that shit dead up to the high. Just to show his mom, I think he had done left.
I was there.
Was you at home?
I answered the door.
It was fucked up. I said, oh Lord, what are they going down there for?
Yeah.
I thought somebody was gone, but it was so many shares down there, dog.
$180.
Man.
Favorite memory.
It way more than that.
Bro. Oh, man.
That whole day was possibly the best shit ever, bro.
Yeah. Hey, man, can I shout something out?
Yeah.
Man, do you?
Most definitely.
It's the DSA party. Ain't you a member of that shit, nigga?
Sure. Hey, look. June 17th, 2023. When
is
it? Next Saturday?
Yep,
weekend. Next weekend, it's going down at 7 p.m.
Give
right?
It to
so
him.
It's the class of 99 presents the GHS/HSHS alumni sneaker ball.
Well, they Griffin High Spalding High, in case y'all didn't know.
In case you didn't know.
Griffin High and Spalding.
Sneaker ball. So come dress your best with your favorite sneaker.
You have to purchase
your tickets. So it's better to buy your tickets now.
Matter of fact, make sure y'all reach out to my brody.
I wanted to ask you about y'all still got tickets left?
Yeah, still got tickets. I got some individual tickets that I need to get off.
I'm married to a Spalding High, Griffin High / Spalding High alum. What about you?
Oh, no. Griffin High. We bails on him, bro.
Griffin High.
We bails on
and,
him.
So, here's the thing. You can buy your ticket at the door. It's going to be at the Kiwanis Fairground.
Kiwanis.
So, you can buy your ticket at the door. But you're going to pay.
Kiwanis.
You're going to pay more.
Kiwanis.
Where the damn fair be at? Where you take your children, y'all walk around, spend all your damn money.
Hey, big pretty building in the background.
Big pretty building with the blue roof. It's that one. Knock on the door and tell them Jermaine from class of 1999 sent you and said it was going to be a ball, and that's what it's going
to
be.
Yeah, man. Give him one more time. Give him the contact information, who to get in contact with.
Anybody from class of 99, you can go on Facebook and look up Class of 99, Griffin High, and everybody pretty much in that got the tickets. I don't want to say all the name right offhand of the people because I don't have it in front of me or who you can get it from. But if you need a ticket, you can reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook, DZ Main. Find that dude. Go to my inbox. Say, hey, I need a ticket, and I got you.
And if that don't work, you can always contact DSA Parkhead, and we can shoot you in the right direction. I promise you we'll shoot you in the right direction. I'm looking forward to the sneaker ball. Got my sneaks, guy. Just gotta get me a fit.
Oh, so you know what you're gonna wear? You know the sneaks? Okay.
Gotta get me a fit, though.
Oh, I got some of them all white.
Yeah, but they ain't need, though.
Nah, they ain't need that, but they ain't.
These originals. But anyway, I gotta find me a fit for the sneaker ball. I give me a fit. I seen a couple people fits already. I was like, it's gonna be a nice event.
You gotta come hey, let me know that date again.
June 17th. Kiwanis Fairground.
7 o'clock.
Kiwanis Fairground.
You know, we already got tables on.
There'll be a whole day.
Come holler at us at the table. If you're there, you will see us at the table.
Hey, man.
Enjoying a night bottle.
Come holler at us at the table.
Do you have tables left? No tables left?
All the tables gone.
The table came with a bottle.
We got some good shit.
Yes, shout out to Unity Brands. Unity Brands is going to start at some point. Sponsoring the DSA podcast.
Hey, bring it on, dog.
I like what my brothers are doing.
Bring it on.
And I want this thing to continue to be able to go and grow. Bro. Be the best that it can be.
One time for the ashy titty nipples. We see you.
The titty nipples?
Yep.
Who got
them? I don't know, baby ashy here. That nigga here, he showed up late, but damn it, he here. Jermaine, look, let me tell you something.
Some lotion on the face.
Nah, we got a dude that be showing up to. Like, he's supposed to be like our intermission.
You hear that shit.
And he just, he be on one.
Time to wrap that shit up.
one other thing. Shout out to Dark Diesel with that F-150 that didn't have no damn tailgate.
You know what? Not now.
You know how many times
and we sitting on the back of that thing.
We all feel like that shit on every corner that he turned. But get what? It got us where we needed it.
But do y'all remember the collision with him and Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And shout out to D-Block for stealing his daddy B over there one night and taking her to AMC where we all got into the biggest brawl.
Shout out to D-Block for stealing that car in a goddamn snowstorm.
Shit, forgot about the bar.
Shout out to him stealing that car in a snowstorm. You fucking crazy fool.
But we done did some shit.
Wild ass.
Oh,
man.
Boy,
wild. But, hey, man. I'm glad I was the same one.
Hey. So he's safe.
That's why he blowing the horn on Jermaine. He's talking ridiculous. He's talking crazy. That's why he's blowing
the horn. I'm the nice one.
He is talking crazy. Well, people who listen to the show, you know what that sound mean, man. That horn. It's time to wrap this shit up. It's time for us to get into the last part of the episode, man, which is shout outs and social media. Let's jump on into it, man. Hey, you can find us at the DSA Podcast on Instagram.
Oh.
Hit us up, follow the page, leave a comment. Let us know what you want to see coming from the DSA Podcast. Yeah. If you got any ideas on what you want us to talk about, please hit us on that page. I do check the DMs, but the DMs get kind of goddamn crazy, but. Check us out at the DSA Podcast on Instagram. Hit me up at ShowsBoy82 on Instagram. Follow the brand page Brilliant Ignorance on Instagram. And, Cuz, you gotta give them your social media, man.
Facebook.
Hit them up.
But Unity Brands.
Shout out you.
It's time for some unity, right?
T-Y.
Nobody wins when the family is unity. Remember that. Unity.
Hey.
Bring the village back.
Give them the rundown, Cole.
Yeah. Bring the village back with the titties. You can find me.
If it was 20 years ago, we'd be getting ready for ready to go to the stripper joint.
But you already know what's happening, man.
It's 20 years later.
Hey, man, watch out for Chloe Nikki, man. We got to get up to Chloe Nikki. 20
years later, man. We probably going to go to a damn restaurant.
You already know, man. You know, it's your
nigga, we better go to Chili's.
Ain't no titties and
chitties. Ain't no titties and chitties. That's how we doing it. But listen, man, you already know. You can find me at your country cousin at IG, man. Come see me. Y'all want to come find me on my porn site, the Twitter at LBoogie82. I ain't putting no porn out, but that's just what's going on Twitter because it's just one big ass porn site. I ain't got no OnlyFans, but I've been thinking about it.
The economy keep going with doing. I'm going to start it.
I'm
going
to fucking run to start one.
But, hey, as always,
kneecaps and the tip
as always, make sure you go check us out on all major streaming platforms. Yes, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to leave a review. Let us know what you think.
It's my birthday.
And, yeah, man, this is the DSA Podcast. And we are
out. Mm-hmm.